Time to bring in Jim Lynch, Cover Your Assets. Jim joins us on a Tuesday morning. He is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics, sports. He brings over many, many years of experience to those subjects and more. Good morning, Mr. Lynch.
And good morning. I see that you've eliminated the 40 years of experience, and we're now into 100 years of experience.
We're into many years of experience.
Many years. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, Jim, I've got 50 years of experience in broadcasting, so I'm down to many, many years, too.
No, but you started when you were 8 years old.
I started full-time when I was 16 years old. I did. Not really full-time, but part-time for 2 years. But the full-time stuff started when I was 18, yep. And I never thought, I just never imagined I'd wind up where I've wound up.
Well, you've wound up in a very good place. And I'll tell you, your listeners have really profited by that. In terms of what I observe and in talking with you over, would you believe, 13 years?
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
Time flies when you're having fun.
That's right.
I didn't even realize I was having fun, and then I woke up and I said, what happened to this last decade?
That's right. That's been an interesting decade. Well, I want to talk a little bit about, of course, Joe Biden's trip, and I think he did a great job with the EU. As a matter of fact, one of the weird things to come out of the EU is that if you've ever heard of it, the U.S. and the European Union had a huge, huge dust up over the Boeing and Airbus. That there were tariffs, there was this, there were that. And guess what? It's been settled, finally. 17 years. 17 years for that.
Well, you know, I think you've probably hit the most significant reference to the U.S. And the European Union coming back together as they used to be. Not from 17 years ago, but we'll call it 7 years ago, because they've entered into a cooperation which basically sets us up to deal more effectively on an economic basis with China. And I think that's the point. At this point, that's the most significant fact that has arisen. Joe Biden has done it. I mean, he's Joe Biden, okay? He's a people person. He's a caring person. He's a smart person. He's an experienced person. So I didn't doubt, nor did many people doubt, that he wouldn't have a very successful visit to the EU, the UK, and so forth. But that said, he is getting results, and very key, another key is from the trip is the fact that he, in a very straightforward two-sentence, reclaimed the fact that NATO was created so that any one country in NATO that was NATO EU that was challenged by another country, everybody would work together. Ergo, if the Russians were to attack Germany in some way or another, all of the other nations would come together in terms of dealing with that. Now, they're not simply words, because the actions would be incredible. But the strength of the content of the words is really the key. Because, once again, Russia, in this instance, is totally aware of the fact that they're not going to get away with anything, in the sense that everybody's against them if they do. So it's been a very successful trip. Unfortunately, I think our media has spent too much time on the little pygmy in Russia, wondering what Biden would do or not do. But that said, you can't get away from facts, images, and the media, as much as it tried to distract, well, how about Putin and this sort of a... Putin's going to prove eventually here to be an odd lot.
So, you know, we look at that. Now, I want you to tell me of the importance of this. I never really understood why this always was so important. But the Fed is going to meet the Federal Reserve tomorrow. I don't know why it's so. It's a top news story, and most of the public has no idea why it's a top news story. So that's why I'm asking the questions. Why, when the Fed meets and comes up with the decisions, is this so important news for the public?
Well, it goes like this. Very simply, the stock, bond market, commodity markets are influenced by the rate of interest banks, institutions, individuals borrow at. Ergo, the Federal Reserve sets rates higher and lower. And investors and people doing things that where they require borrowing money are very sensitive to any move that the Federal Reserve might make. For instance, if the Fed surprised on the next day or two on raising rates, it would be Katie bar the door in terms of people selling the stock market. That's not going to happen. But if it did happen, it's not going to happen, I repeat. However, people look at these meetings to get a clue as to the next direction of the Federal Reserve. And if, for instance, the Federal Reserve begins to edge closer to the door of raising rates, and I'm not saying they are, I don't think they are at this juncture, but if they were, then people would get squirrely, sell some stocks, change their plans on investing in their business, etc. Therefore, people look for the trends that might be evolving from the minutes, recorded minutes, which are published for all the public to see in terms of what the Federal Reserve will articulate in terms of what they're thinking. Ergo, these things become very, very significant. However, in this current meeting, we must be aware of the fact that the Federal Reserve has poured countless billions, trillions of dollars into the economy to help us through the pandemic and the economic consequences. Now, we're coming out of that. If you look at retail sales, business profits, et cetera, you'll see the net result of the Fed basically stopping what could have been a major catastrophe economically. That said, you can't quickly go to, well, okay, that's all over, and now the Fed can do whatever they're going to do. The Fed will continue to give us language that says they're going to support, and I have no insight into this, this is an opinion, they're going to support the economy, beyond the economy, the country as a whole, and the economy, as we work ourselves out of this. But that is why these meetings are important. And it's really one of the few clues we have to evaluate as to what the federal government is thinking of doing. Also, it's very important now with people beginning to talk about, well, inflation is beginning to trend upward. Well, of course, inflation is trending a little upward because, my God, people have been getting money. They've been saving their money. They've been scared out of their wits. And now they're spending some money. And so this little inflationary thing, I don't know if it's short-term or whatever, shouldn't be taken as some major change. It's not a major change. Thank God it's happening, because if the Fed hadn't stepped in, prices would be down dramatically, not up. So going forward, as an investor, look to what you own, be it bonds or stocks or commodities, and evaluate why you got into these things, and evaluate your risk going forward, keeping in mind, speaking generally, stocks are up from a low of 18,000 at the low of the pandemic to, I guess, about a 32,000, about 32,000. That's a huge gain, and you can't take away from the fact that it was, we were down and out and ugly, and then it all of a sudden came back. But if, as an investor, the key thing is, it's really, the markets are very remarkable in terms of psychology. The thing is, if you're doing well and you're a little uncertain and so forth, the key is, don't be a pig. You know, if you think you're going to make all kinds of money from here on up, you're kidding yourself. But that said, it's a matter of just bringing your humanity into this and saying, okay, I succeeded here, and okay, do I want to take this kind of risk anymore? So this also plays back to the Fed. You can't get overly up or down in on the Fed's outlook unless the Fed takes some specific action. And if they were to take some action, up or down, you have time to relate to it based on your portfolio. The key is, just keep your head above the noise and use common sense.
How does the Fed work in? You always hear that the Fed can control inflation. They can make it go higher. They can make it go lower. Is that a true statement?
That, I think, that might be a question for the ages.
Yeah.
The Fed, to a degree, and it's always in degrees, can influence inflation. You've just seen an example of where they've helped create a resurgence in the economy, and with it comes an increase in wages, in prices, in profits. So that's a very nice thing to happen. But more importantly, the Fed didn't have a destiny of, well, we're going to get prices up now. Rather, in this last instance, as in 2008 and 2009, they wanted to save the country's economy, and that happened. And the result of food prices, whatever, being up a little bit, used car prices and so forth, that has very little to do with the Fed being able to influence specific things. It's a very big over view of what transpired. However, in terms of combating inflation, which is the thing that people have in the back of their head and they forget, but in 1981, inflation began to get out of hand. And Paul Volcker, the very esteemed head of the Fed, an incredible guy, an incredible public servant, worked all his life for the government. If he had gone into private practice, he could have made trillions of dollars. But he was one of those old-fashioned guys. Anyhow, Paul Volcker basically took interest rates up to 20% within a matter of months, and that killed inflation. Because at 20%, you ain't borrowing any more money to buy more goods at 20%, you're not going to the credit card company anymore because you're on your back. And so that, which is one of the big errors of the Fed fighting inflation, is an example of the extreme when and if inflation got out of control. It's a great credit to Paul Volcker having the guts against political people talking it down to do this. I can't give you specifics because I can't give you all the facts to make sense. But if you look at particularly South American countries and some other countries in Europe, and you look at their inability to deal with inflation and what happened to their economy short-term and long-term, you'll understand why keeping inflation in place, so to speak, is very significant. I take you back to 2008-09, when Obama got almost $1 trillion to help the economy, and the Fed was there and kind of helped us out of the mess we had gotten into. But again, this current meeting, I doubt if there's going to be any real clue as to what the Fed is doing, but do not get enamored of that one fact. There are other things that are happening in the economy and in the environment that might be more important than the Fed. If you look out west, we're having drought. Our crops are going to be impacted in the west as well, Midwest, not Midwest, Northwest. And therefore, yeah, we might have more inflation on a food level because of that. And this brings me back to a thing that we all should be focusing on. It's called the environment. And, you know, if we don't take care of the environment, and I'm putting this out to anybody who takes this thing in a cavalier way, we'll lose eventually, long after we're gone, the great prosperity we have in this country. Because if you look at past civilizations, like the Mayan civilization, what they did was they cut down all the trees to build. And the net result was this contributed to the environmental damage they had done. And with it, eventually, they lost the amount of water that came from the rainfall, and eventually it was a parched earth, and their civilization went down the tubes. I'm not saying that may even happen in this instance, but I saw this recently somewhere, this little story, and I said, my God in heaven, what in the name of goodness are we doing to our country? We are allowing these people who control corporations, have their own billions and so forth, to say, oh, no, don't cut back. No, the environment will take care of itself. We need to make money, and we make our money by, in various ways, impacting negatively the economy. So please, the environment, folks, and for your children going forward, this is key. This is key, as well as something we may or may not be able to get into in this show, the assault on democracy, which we've seen. We keep seeing evidence of it when a person who wants to be a dictator gets in power and basically usurps our rights guaranteed by the Constitution and violates us by spying on us. So, I'm sorry, Marshall, but, you know, the Fed just makes me want to talk.
Well, Well, no, these are questions that because people on social media throw all this stuff all around, and once again, they hear it on the news, they see it presented by in different ways by Fox, by CNN, by MSNBC, by CNBC, by Fox Business, and it's the same news, but it's presented differently, and it makes it even more confusing for people that just don't understand. So I appreciate it can be a bit tedious when you talk about it, but it has to open up people's eyes so they kind of understand that if they're not really sure what they're listening to, don't make any decisions on it. Investigate it further. So I'm glad you took the time to do it this morning. And we ran out of time, though, with you doing it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because I wanted to make a comment referencing my good friend Jill in terms of, and you as well, but Jill, regarding the media, I've really become so annoyed with all of the various places I watch. This thing with Biden, he's doing great. He's doing well. You know, report that. Don't say, oh, gee, how's he going to deal with Putin 5 days from now? Yeah. I mean, like, oh, well, he's doing well, but I'm sorry, that's yesterday's news. It's really getting very annoying, and I'd like us to cover again where you just ended off in terms of people, you know, don't allow themselves to be abused by listening to all these viewpoints and
just cover
the grain of salt.
My advice.
Anyhow, listen,
yeah.
I hope your luck is good, and I hope you get into that group I mean, I was shocked when I saw that. I remember the last time, the only time, the first time, hopefully not the last time, I saw you in the hospital going through what you're going through. And, man, you must be a beast in terms of strength going through all this stuff. So,
well, this new one will be a lot easier. Jim, we'll speak to you next week.
You got it, kid.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio. You can find Jim, of course, all the time, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets.